Welcome to the Get Realizes podcast. I am Adam Chase Rennie. All right, you guys. So a brief introduction before we get into this fine episode. This is previously recorded about a year ago, which is season one of our Get Realizes podcast. Originally, the Fun Employment podcast, talking about Christine Chen's first feature that she wrote, directed, produced, edited, you know, putting in all that sort of magic into her first feature, which is available now on Amazon Prime. So go get it. And yeah, we sat down with these fine people who are the cast and crew of said feature. And we got into how it was making the film and working with Christine and their experiences and what they're up to nowadays. So this is our unfiltered, raw version of the audio interview. And if you want to watch the video interview, it's on youtube.com/mothtoflamefilms. You'll be able to find it all there. Give it a subscribe, give it a watch. And yeah, please enjoy this unfiltered episode of season one, Fun Employment, of the Get Realizes podcast. Enjoy it.
Oh, remember the sound. You gotta press this one too. It might already be recording though. I might have accidentally done it.
Oh.
Let me see. Is it circle? Recording. Okay.
3 minutes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Okay then. This is a recap episode of the Fun Employment podcast. We're going to recap all the fun.
Yeah,
shit
this is so how fun employed we are. I didn't even. Mm-hmm. I'm in pajamas.
Yeah.
And sweatpants. This is how we rock
just
Saturday night.
It. Yeah.
We hang
she
out.
Has, yeah, we hang
with
out
with my only friend.
Oh.
And friend.
At night you go to sleep. So that's
yeah.
Wow. Pajamas. Yeah. So
not
we're
really
in
much
true,
sleep for her.
In true fun employment style.
So
just roll out of bed and
it
works.
Because she doesn't sleep, so it's like
exactly. See,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you know, I would dress up in pajamas too, but I missed the memo. So it's okay. It's fine. So we talked to how many
yes.
people? Three.
Yes, we've talked to a lot. So just kind of recap again what yes. we're doing. This is the Fun Employment podcast.
Yes,
Adam's really been running the show. But I've been in behind the camera influencing everybody's opinions and responses.
Let's do another take. That was a bad response, you guys.
But no, it is to promote our first feature film, Fun Employment, which we did with $30,000 raised through Kickstarter and mm-hmm. absolutely zero experience. I made the film with zero experience. I did a feature before I even did a short attempt at it. So, yeah, Fun Employment.
How fast did you reach your goal on the crowdfunding thing?
You know what? In the first day, I had been... This is all I talked about when I was in business school.
Right.
So, in business school, I was, like, prepping everybody. I was like, I'm going to make this thing. So, by the time I did pull the plug to make the thing, people really jumped on the back.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. So, I would say in the first day, I raised half of it. So, 30,000. So, in the first day, it was 15, like pretty much hit 10, and then
wow,
then yeah,
that's really impressive.
So,
holy
I,
shit!
It was, it's just really cool that people wanted
yeah.
to support. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably, honestly, they probably just donated because they wanted me to shut up talking about it. Let's
no,
be real.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, let's be real. They're like, you know what? We just don't want you to talk about Fun Employment anymore. So if you could just not, we'll donate. Yeah.
But you came full circle now. You know,
okay,
you came
full.
Shut the F up.
You came full circle yeah. because you were talking about how you were like, I'm just like you were uncomfortable about the idea of releasing Fun Employment.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, we finally have come full circle. There is mm-hmm. actually fun fact, there is a bottle of Prosecco that I've had since 2013. It was gifted to me as a, hey, you can't drink this until you finish and release your film.
Oh my.
It has moved with me for four different moves, apartments. I've brought this bottle of Prosecco with me It is in there. Brad, if you'd like to grab it from my fridge, you'll see it on the side of the thing. I've had this. It's on the side on the right.
I've lived in four places.
Yeah. Yes.
Four places you moved to?
In the background, kids, we have Shayla chiming in.
Yeah. So, yeah, get it. You can grab it. I'll show it to everybody. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This looks fancy.
This is the bottle of Prosecco a friend of mine bought me. Said, hey, when you're done with your movie, you can open it.
You can open it.
Fucking
A.
But it's
crazy. Are we opening this March 4th?
Yes. We will open it March 4th.
Is everybody going to get a sip?
Because yes. Everybody is going to get a sip. But I...
Pass the bottle.
This is literally...
No, she's just going to chug it. The entire thing all in one sitting. We're going to roll cameras.
But I literally... This thing has literally moved with me.
That is amazing.
I've stuck true to the guns, and I have not drank this thing because I'm supposed to only open it. So it's just, it's been that long.
Who's the friend who gave it to you? They
Shout out. Right? Shout out.
Yes, Ari Franklin.
Ari Franklin, God bless.
Bought this for me. But yeah, so funny how...
That's amazing, though. That's it. It's a beautiful bottle, too. I know.
Not
I was like, you waited this long.
I would have had just one night. Like,
just like, screw it, screw life.
Yeah,
Including
acting.
So with the crowdfunding thing, was that? I mean, that would have shocked me to have like $15,000 in one day. Then when you did reach your goal, how far along was that? Like, did it take another week?
Towards to that very end of the. Gotcha. So it's usually that's how crowdfunding works. So like everybody gets hyped in the beginning and then like you hit kind of, and then there's this whole lull where everybody's like, oh, well we have like 29 more days.
And I bet during that lull you were freaking out.
Yeah, I was freaking out. And I was like, oh, we're never gonna make this film. And then towards the last day, I just remember the great feeling when we did reach our goal, and it was like a big sign of relief. The funny thing is it was all promised. So the moment it showed up, the moment it was gone. So, I literally could only make it for that amount because those amounts were all preset. Like somebody was like, hey, for me to do your sound, it's going to cost this much. So we raised the amount that we needed.
To pay them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Aside from craft services.
Yes. Aside from craft services, which I spent. Yes. It was all cost. ADR. Yeah. ADR?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. That's
how much did ADR cost?
15,000? Yeah.
The
it was like pretty much the whole thing.
Why does ADR cost that much?
Well, ADR almost everything. Yeah. Well, we ADR'd the first half of the movie.
Oh, I see.
That was my learning experience. If I can go back, I really got to learn how to do ADR.
Do sound and ADR, yeah.
But just learning how to do it.
Sure.
So I did notice that. Like, I did notice that, like, there was some ADR. I didn't notice much of it, though.
That's good. That's good. That means it was good ADR.
It was good. Excuse me. But why did you guys have to do so much ADR?
Because nobody knew how to use the boom pole.
Oh.
Because Callie, Callie was sound.
Yeah.
Even our makeup artist was sound.
And I think I don't know about you.
Yeah.
You underestimate how important sound is, especially when it's your first time.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
Yes.
And then you get to post and you're like,
gosh, yes.
I never thought sound was important.
So rule number one that you should know, kids, is if you make any kind of film, the one person that you should and absolutely have to pay and hire someone who's good is the sound person.
And craft services.
So important.
And craft services. But sound.
But sound, especially, yeah.
But I have this joke that, you know, my parents never wanted me to be a filmmaker.
Right,
and
of
I was supposed to be a doctor engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be the one who's like, hey, you can be in the film industry if you are a sound person. Like, that's your backup plan. You have to. Because that's the only position ever on set that is pretty much guaranteed to be paid.
Right. The sound.
Yeah, demanded.
And
exactly.
You don't realize how much creativity goes into sound.
Yeah.
Because post sound isn't just mixing, it's Foley,
being
really creative.
Yeah.
Creativity.
Like, I never thought of it that way. But that's, that's a lot. That's intense.
I'm going to tell my kid, you know, oh no, there's no way you're being an actor.
Sound.
No way you're going to be a director either, because nobody pays to hire a director. you just have to do sound. Like, that's that sound. And the second thing, maybe a DP, because everybody, you need to have an image.
Yeah, so, everybody needs a DP. So a and DP. Sound.
And
yeah.
You come with your own camera as a DP.
Exactly, that you're guaranteed.
So how far along did it occur to you that you need to do ADR?
Well, like I said, the second half of the movie was great, actually. Yeah, we actually didn't have to do much ADR. Mm-hmm. And that's partially because that's how Jason got stuck with sound. We realized that he was really good at it. So then when it was consistently him...
The sorting hat decided.
Then the sound was great.
Yeah, sound was great.
But in the beginning, it was like me and Roxy and like some... Basically, a bunch of volunteers cycled through sound. Mm-hmm. And so the first half of it is like terrible.
Gotcha.
And so we had to do ADR. But then the second half, even our sound mixer, Jaguar, was like, wow, it's like... After you hit the last half of the movie, everything was fine. What happened?
Really?
Yeah.
He said that?
Yeah.
He was, oh, my God.
He was the one that was like, the first half was like, ugh. And then the second half was like, we used mainly the production audio. We didn't do much ADR towards the end. Yeah. I mean, there were little snippets because definitely the film was restructured. So there's stuff that was supposed to happen in the middle of the film that like we ended up cutting, putting it at the end and all.
Yeah, but I feel like... Like, I watched the film as an audience. Like, yeah. I wasn't critical at all. And I'm fresh into the film industry. So how can I be critical?
Good. Really. So this is an unbiased opinion, guys.
How the fuck can I be, like, I could be a critic about films if I'm just only doing it for a minute? You know what I mean? Like, if you, let's say, like, oh, I saw someone operate brain surgery. That means I can do it, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's how I learned. I just watch it. I'm like, I know it now.
You never played Operation?
Yeah.
I did play
Operation.
Yeah,
you're a doctor. Yeah. Operation, instant doctor.
But to me, it flowed seamlessly to me.
Okay.
That's, it flowed seamlessly.
That's good, guys.
And there's a few times, the only thing that like threw me off my game was like the scene changes.
Right.
Like when you guys transitioned, it was like, this looks like a completely different movie. What?
We had four DPs. Right?
And I loved it that way.
And different cameras.
Yep, we had different cameras. We had four
DPs. But that's
DPs,
what made it so fucking cool, though.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I don't know. Like, it's something like you guys were trying to figure out. I mean, like, the first half of Slacker, there was no audio.
Yeah.
There was no audio. And they Linklater had to do ADR, too. So you come to grips with, like, okay, well, now that I have this tool under my belt, now I know that sound is everything in a film set. Like, everything.
No, I mean, that was a huge thing that we learned.
And still to this day, like, there's, like, whenever there's a plane, Christine would just know it. Like, I don't know if you have, like wolf ears or something, but you can just hear, it's like, plane, standby. It's like...
And then even the sound guy would be like, no, there isn't. And they'd be like, wait a minute, there it is.
Yeah. I remember even Jason a couple of times, like during Do Better, he would be like, oh, stand by for airplane. Jason would just look confused.
Yeah.
And then he would focus in and, you know, he's a guy who's very simple and he just likes to go with the flow. Then he was like,
oh, yep, there it is.
I hear it now.
I like that. Cool. I like the impression.
Yeah. I hear it now. Yeah. Yeah, I just was thrown into sound.
The crazy thing was, like, we knew sound was important.
Yeah.
We knew, but I just didn't have the resources to hire a sound person.
Well,
So I had the equipment. I was like, all right, well, it shouldn't be that hard to operate, right? I'm just stupid. Yeah.
Well, how are you guys... So how did you guys... What was your sound setup? Like, before Jason. Before Jason, like, what was your guys' sound setup? Did you just have the boom pole, like...
Before sound... before Jason, I was doing my skits with the little H4N.
Really? Explain what
it's
that is.
It's this little external recorder.
Yeah.
And that's how we weren't really working with lavalier mics. There wasn't it. We were doing our skits and it was close enough. And we were using external mics that would attach to the camera. Mm. And we were recording in close enough vicinity that we would catch most of the sound. It wasn't a big issue.
Right.
But the thing is that this is something that's going to go on, like, someone's TV and stuff. What we were using all those other things for before were sketches off of YouTube on your laptop. So you don't really, it's not, you're not as sensitive to it. But once you put bad sound on a TV, like, it's like, this is bad sound. Yep. Like, it's not everything. So much off of your computer, you know, no. Sometimes, unless you have, like, surround sound system and stuff.
And you can, like, you can, you know, manipulate the audio as yeah. best you can, but that's...
Right, so so all of our sketches before were passable. Right. And it was with, like, a Zoom H4n or a shotgun mic onto the camera.
Because in your head, these were just videos.
Right, but when you're shooting in the middle, you know, in a bar or, like... in the water or
there's
something.
Nothing but background noise.
Yeah, it's just background noise galore. Just background, just lots and lots of background. And the thing is with fun employment is that my thought process when I wrote it was, because we don't have a budget, the way to make it look like it's a big budget film, which you should never really focus on. You should focus on the story, not like, hey, how do we make this look like production value?
I was literally in my head, I was thinking, I'm like, if people are walking into films, like, I wonder what this budget is like. Just watching the movie, what difference does it make? It just all
right.
It all depends on the story.
Right, but as I think when you're technical, that's what you think about. It's like people worry about what kinds of cameras they use or
right.
whatever. But in the
that's
end,
true.
If you don't have a good story, it's gonna flop anyway.
Right, exactly.
And so I went in being very much like, we just need to up the production value. We need to up the production value. And so
she was yelling. She had a megaphone.
We gotta up the wait.
Production.
We gotta up the production value. But the thing is that I thought that. So what I did have was access to cool locations.
Yeah.
For free, but we couldn't shut them down. So the coffee shop was a live coffee
oh,
shop.
Oh, yeah, of
the
course.
Bar
you can't
was
shut
alive.
That. It's a business.
Right. It's a business.
Yeah.
So that's why so much of the sound
business.
Was terrible, because we did it live.
Uh-huh.
Usually, you'd go to a closed restaurant.
Right.
You would
yeah.
go to a closed bar. You
so walking into this coffee shop and shooting in the coffee shop, yeah, gosh, that
yeah.
must have been like a not only.
Yeah, we had to do it.
I was going to say, like, you had the only limited resources that you had.
Right.
So ADR was, like, the best thing that you guys can... That was your crutch,
right.
essentially.
That was our crutch, yeah.
yeah. Wow. So, that's interesting. Yeah. And then... But once Jason was in, that was...
Yeah. He
it was
just
seamless.
Figured
it like,
out.
It was,
yeah.
yeah it was all figured out. And yeah. then...
You can really... I feel like... Although, you know, we shot everything out of order and everything. For
yeah.
the most part, the first part of the film... We did shoot earlier on, so it's the stuff that we were the least experienced with is the first half of the film for the most part. I mean, there are a few scenes
oh,
in there that were shot later on, but
mm-hmm.
looking at it, if I remember correctly, a lot of it was shot in the first, like I said, first few
mm-hmm.
days where we were still trying to figure out like how to use the camera and... How to set
was there
gym.
At
there
any moment? I was gonna ask. Was there at any point where you're like, "Fuck, we forgot to hit record"?
Luckily, no. Luckily,
great,
the DPs
awesome.
That we worked with actually knew what they were doing. So,
well, yeah, you have yeah.
Alex.
And
yeah,
you Alex
knew.
So, Johnny.
Yeah, William Molina, Johnny. They all knew the camera.
Yeah.
But you understand, like, now that you've been on set a lot. You've been on set, but you've been on set to see that, like, there's
yes.
positions.
Absolutely.
Right? There's
100%.
DP plus a first AC, a first assistant camera, plus a second assistant
mm-hmm.
camera. Plus a gaffer.
DP,
plus a grip,
by the way, it's
plus,
director of photography.
Yeah. All
yeah.
these things
I like to say
was rolled into one person.
Cinematographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our set. One person did all that. So,
right.
and then some volunteers here and there would help out, but, like, there's
well,
a,
because
there is
most
your problem.
Most of the people who you worked with in your sphere of influence all had their own jobs, but they
yes.
also had additional jobs.
Right. Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. I just remember Shayla, who's sitting right here, that you can't see her on camera.
Off camera.
Off camera.
She's on camera.
Oh.
One camera.
I like this better.
Yeah, you just
that's
have to
been the majority.
Sure
I've been in the behind the camera.
Yeah.
She bring like a dog on set
I did.
Because she was
Penny
dog.
Lane.
She was dog Aww. Sitting.
Dog sitting for my friend's.
Yeah, she was dog sitting because we all had a million jobs. So.
Yeah,
but no, it's funny. But no, we went on a total tangent. But to summarize that, we've had some great guests.
We have.
So far, we've met with Roxy, our makeup artist, who we basically threw in because she was visiting from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in L.A. now. She's a full-time professional makeup artist.
Yes. I've used her many years.
Yes, she's awesome.
You hired her. You hired her?
Well, yes. I remember like the first
you got her a job.
Time that she did my makeup, I was like, this is the best. As actors, it's like,
because that owl costume was.
You know how to do your makeup and you're like, oh,
it looked terrible.
I wish I just did my own.
Yeah.
But she was great.
She was great, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had Roxy, and then we had Kelly.
Kelly Penna.
Our director, production designer. And then we had Jason Cates. Jason Cates sound. And then we've had Shayla lead.
Yes.
Actress.
Who was supposed to leave 30 minutes ago.
But Shayla has no friends.
It's
so
lingering.
So we're her only friends.
Like, what are you doing?
This will be like in another episode. This is like a bonus. Okay. This is just a bonus for us shooting the shit. Yeah, she just wanted to stick around. We had snacks. Well, actually, she brought her own snacks. So
we had carrots and cranberries. Yeah. But yes, if you're interested. So I don't know where we're going, but yeah, no, it was a great. It was been really fun.
Doing this podcast has been fun too, man. Drop your phone.
Oh, for me, it's been the most fun reliving people's memories and seeing the commonalities in terms of and the what people remember that I don't remember.
So let me ask you this: going into this podcast, before and after, I feel like before you were you wanted to talk about Fun Employment, you wanted to do this thing, this podcast, but. You were still a little nervous about it.
Yeah.
But now it seems like you're excited to put this out, right?
Are you excited? I'm excited because it is a charming film and I loved every experience about it. I'm even more excited because so many people took a chance on it that were green and learned so much about it and seemed to have a good experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
dude.
The biggest thing that matters is that people had a good time. They had fun.
Something else I learned.
Yes, what'd you learn?
Yes, please.
Because I'm an actor.
Yes.
In the ADR process, I learned that I say and make weird noises. And
you do. A lot. People, Jet said that you were a ventriloquist.
Yeah, they would. Jet would be like, okay, I need you to ADR this. Just make the sound. I'm not really sure what it is, and I just have to like ADR like noises.
Oh, I see. Because the audio didn't capture it, so when you did the ADR,
but my mouth moves.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the problem.
But you have a bad memory in general, so it's like, what did I say? Yeah. Like, what do you mean, mumble?
I didn't say anything.
You did.
Like said,
"Oh." Well, Shayla would say stuff that we needed ADR that. The mixed sound guy was like, did she really say that? Because her face doesn't look like she said that.
She doesn't move her mouth.
Yeah, her mouth doesn't look like she said that
word. Well, couldn't you play back the footage and just like
we
kind
of... We did. That was it. We play that footage and play back the production audio.
The worst part of it all.
And gotcha. It would be like, she legitimately said that. It just looks like her face didn't say that.
But like some of the faces and the noises you made were off the cuff. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't preordained. Yeah, exactly.
There were definitely scenes. Now, talking about ADR, there were definitely scenes where we really had no clue what was said in the production audio because it was that bad.
Really?
So we kind of just did the bad lip syncing.
What scene in specifically?
There's a scene during the 3-day startup. There's, you know, they go through the 3 days.
The first pitch meeting?
Yeah. So the last one. So,
the 3-day one.
The 3-day
yes.
one. You see them going through 3 days, and there's a scene where. They're all sitting on the couch, and one of them says, do you want some Sour Patch? That line was completely fudged. We don't know what that... It just looked like he said that.
You just want some Sour Patch Kids?
You want some Sour Patch Kids. He definitely did not say that line, but...
He didn't?
We were in the ADR booth being like... Jet was like, you know what? It looks like he's saying Sour Patch. I was like, let's just go with it.
Sour Patch Kids. Fine.
He just was
this
just
makes
saying.
No
he
sense
made
me,
no
just
sense.
Go with it.
Let's just go
who
with it.
Who said that line?
Do you want some Sour Patch?
Was it Alex?
Colin, the person who played Colin. Yeah, I don't remember if Alex DeBrinco said it or what. But there were several times there were lines like that where we weren't sure. The scene.
This is a podcast revolved around that movie.
You are right. The first scene that Shayla did film, now I remember, is that makeout scene. And how I know is because we did not turn on the sound. We could not find the sound.
Fuck. No way. Really?
So that is.
You guys had to ADR the kiss too?
Did we? I don't remember that.
Yes. You had to make. You did this. You did this.
Yeah.
Look, I'm blocking it out. I don't remember. It didn't happen.
Yeah, no, she
I was
totally
not in an ADR booth making out with my arm.
You were totally making out with your arm.
That's so funny.
No, we had no clue. It was completely silent. Luckily, there wasn't a lot of dialogue in that scene.
Right.
So they were like.
It's just faces.
Yeah, it was just
being
faces
smushed.
Smushing That's together. So yeah. We were able to like fudge some of the like looking at the mouth and saying like, I think this is what she said, or like if it was close enough to my script. Mm. The problem was if we had gone by the script, we wouldn't have obviously been able to figure out what the lines were.
Yeah.
But there was so much improv.
Well, it's not like you guys really like paid attention to continuity. It's not
exactly.
So you were off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. So much stuff was off the cuff.
Super green.
We were so
trigger
off
word.
The cuff that But yeah, we were so off the cuff that we couldn't rely on the script to figure out what the dialogue was. But that whole scene was silent. It was a silent film. So
Silent scene.
Here we're still recording on the other ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure they
B Rad.
B Rad.
B Rad. B Rad's behind the camera. Say hi, B Rad.
So how about this one? Because these all shut off. So, anyways, me directing in front of the camera.
Yeah, she's directing right now.
Oops. But yeah, no. So there was. You are absolutely right. There was a time when we didn't press record, and that was the first day. Oops. Yeah. I was like, now we know.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what?
We didn't know what the record button looked like.
That's,
oh,
that's
right.
That's true. We knew.
Well, I mean.
But we didn't know you had to press it.
Mm. Right. You just, it was a simple button and
it's
you
just
stared
like,
at it
you
and you're like,
at it,
wow.
It's like, it's working.
Yeah.
It's totally working. Just
should we just throw it out the window? Like, would that work? Maybe not.
You're so stupid.
But I am. I'm real stupid. I'm real tired,
we were
too.
We were so stupid, man.
We were so stupid. We had Kelly. We had Roxy. We had... No, it was a one scene in particular. It was when you were in the water with the boat thing.
Oh, paddling.
In the water.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, that was a bad day for everyone. Like, on set.
Yeah,
that was just a bad. Do you want to go through that scene? Do you want to talk about it, or is it?
What was bad? I mean, I was probably in a pissing mood all the time.
Well,
I was quitting acting.
Yeah,
she was over it.
Shayla had.
Well, you
totally
sold that scene, man.
She was totally. It was legitimate that she was angry, but what had happened was I had this brilliant idea. So there's a scene in there where they go in on a party barge, and it was basically written in after the fact. It was actually never officially written in.
Mm.
I just verbally wrote it in.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
this is happening. My friend Darren Herman, it was his birthday, and they rented a party barge. And I was like,
remember this now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's going to up the production value.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Production value.
Yeah, we spent all of our production value
right,
on this boat.
On this party barge. And I was like, that will up the production value, so I definitely need to shoot on this party barge.
Yeah.
So we basically crashed my friend's birthday party with a bunch of other crew members. And shot a scene off of it. The problem was,
takeaway was they were able to be part of the film, right?
Yes,
yeah.
They were
so,
part of the film. In the first scene, you'll see it. The person who jumps into the water first is Darren. his credit is douchey party guy, but he was the first person who jumps into the water. You'll see it.
Is that his name on the credits?
Douchey party guy.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. Yes. That's rad. That's awesome.
So shout out to Darren. But yeah, no, we, prior to shooting the party barge, we crammed in the scene with the paddle boards.
Right.
And
that was really
fun. Which was rough because the day before it, or the morning of, it rained as well. So it was already...
In the scene, it was overcast.
It was already kind of like... Yeah. It was already... The weather was already like questionable. So
when were you filming?
It was spring.
Spring? Oh, okay. So it wasn't freezing.
April shot. Yeah. No, it was great weather.
Oh,
it was
great. The only time it was ever freezing was Jacob's Well.
Yeah, when we had to... Yeah, when they had to jump into the Jacob's Well in bikinis, and then that was like October.
You can see me in the film like
blue. Yeah, no, you were like this, like in the entire scene. Yeah, but that's a natural thing.
That water was naturally cold, but no, so it was already questionable. So there was a lot of waves. So one. And the party barge was leaving, so we had to hustle back to the to get onto the party barge. And in order to catch it, we had to leave everything, basically. We're just like...
What do you mean?
There was this little island that we were on, and and we had a crap load of personal stuff of like, the actual kayaks,
But it was within proximity to the next scene you were shooting, so you were able to just leave your shit there.
It was close enough.
Oh, I see.
We left it on land, just sitting there.
For anyone to pick up.
For anybody to pick
For anyone to grab.
For
anybody.
Yep.
So smart.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
So smart. So of course, Shayla was pissed off.
You said you learned so much. So.
Yeah, how much did you learn? Yeah, we left all your shit. We left all your stuff. Well, because it started raining.
I would be mad.
Totally
I would be mad.
It was such a horrible experience that she bought.
And then I was like, I just remember being on the boat and not being able to get off.
That was the problem. We couldn't get off the boat because it's a party barge and it doesn't just make stops. It goes out.
It goes out.
And
it
stays
out. You're stuck.
Yeah. It goes out and it stays out for the time.
Is it like a textbook or something?
It was like your bag. It was basically all your stuff.
Regardless, if your stuff is soaked in water,
but it didn't. Luckily, it didn't rain like a lot. It was like a sprinkle, sprinkle, fuck you, and then it like was done. So it was like, so it was totally fine.
That's how rain works. Fuck
you. Yeah, like it was just like a trying to piss you off rain, basically, just like.
That's true. No, you're right. Yeah. There's rain that is like that, where it'll just sprinkle.
It's just, haha, JK.
Now I'm going to fucking rain. Like, it's just going to pour in buckets.
Right, because you're freaking out.
Yeah.
Because it's like the sprinkle rain, you're like, it's going to pour buckets. So the whole time we're on this thing, we're like, it's going to pour buckets. But luckily it didn't.
Right.
So I was safe in that aspect, but we were all on edge because we were stuck in a party boat that wouldn't go back.
You left your shit.
I hate parties.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. I was like, I am stuck with people.
Yeah.
People that I have to sit around with. Fuck. So you left your shit there.
Yeah.
And then, were you already trapped in the party barge? Like, after that?
Yeah, we were trapped in the party
barge. Fuck. So you couldn't get, because you had to film that next scene.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't leave that party barge. How long were you guys in the party barge for?
For a long time.
Like hours?
Yeah, like four or five hours.
So that just destroyed your guys' day, shooting-wise. Like,
well, we got some
I'm like, at that point, I would have been like, can we all swim? Like, can we all?
We were far.
Never mind, yeah.
Yeah, we were far.
There was no making it.
Yeah,
it would just be like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't going to swim
with
phone.
No.
But no, it was poor. We got the shot.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
It's a great shot.
However,
too.
Yeah.
I'm still alive.
You're still alive.
She was still alive. Yeah. Nobody drowned.
I obviously blocked them. I don't really remember.
But yeah, so it was poor producing on my part because I didn't know what I was doing. So
there's a camera malfunction.
This camera just died.
Oh, just there's a battery over on the back. You just have to replace
it. Oh, there's a little battery swap.
Yeah, it's okay because we still have the main camera.
Main camera. This is the most important.
This is the most important camera. A-cam. And we got B and C. So.
And where are those? Are those?
Yeah, those two are running too. It's right. Oh, you can use this one too. Yeah. Right here, the one with the.
This is fun, yes. Behind the scenes stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So you filmed in that party barge and then you were shivering cold. Well, no, it wasn't cold, but
you
were just stuck there for hours.
Yeah.
But I would be pissed though. I would be real mad and just be like, well, this boat can't stop.
Right.
Well, it's going to keep
going.
Yeah.
So it was stressful. It was just stressful. And meanwhile, like the people on the party barge were having a party.
It was their birthday.
Yeah. And they're trying to sell. They were trying to celebrate their birthday, and you have all these guys, literally sitting there. You're like,
yeah, but they were just having a great time and being drunk, and so
I'm kind of making this up. Couldn't drink because I had a study right after.
Yeah. So you couldn't even enjoy yourself. Nobody could enjoy themselves except the people who were partying, because of course
they were clearly enjoying their
barge. So it was like just stressful. So it's like when you are the only sober person amongst a bunch of, you know, not so sober people,
and
you're stressed out,
and
you're stuck. Like,
yeah,
super fun.
Yeah,
sober, stress, stuck.
the triple S,
mm-hmm.
S squared or S S.
We don't wish that on anybody.
Cubed.
No. So
fuck that.
No, it was. I mean, this was just an unusual film.
But it landed an opportunity for you to have a party barge in your shop.
Yes.
So,
production value.
So it was all worth it. You
so
guys be miserable.
You're going to watch this being like, man, the production value.
Look at all those.
And I assure you guys, like, that's due to, I would assume, like, that would be due to the script and also the locations, but it just, you guys use your imagination. You guys actually just took what the resources you had around you, and you're like, fuck it. Just perfect example. The Halloween scene right at the end. Like, you guys, everyone dressed up in Halloween costumes, the cast, the crew, everyone, and just blended in with the crowd, essentially. And that was beautifully shot. That looked like you just completely closed off 6th Street and just had, like, a bunch of extras running around. It looked great.
Yeah, I mean, that was, like, kind of just everything. There were planned. I mean, not the whole thing was unplanned. There was definitely things that were planned. But there were so many things that was like, hey, this startup event's happening.
Yeah.
And we have access to it. Yeah, let's go shoot some stuff. And let's just dress up. Just look like your character, and I'll figure out where this goes in the movie, basically.
We also had, and I'm sure Kelly talked about it, she came into all of our closets.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Community wardrobe.
Community wardrobe. Well, I know you guys...
For wardrobe, before we started shooting, she...
She kind of had
our houses.
Yeah, it looked at wardrobe.
Looked through our closet and picked out different things.
Wait, Kelly?
Yeah.
Why did she talk about this?
She probably blocked it out of her mind.
Probably. Yeah. Damn, that would have been great.
She took pictures of all this stuff. And like,
yes, she did.
And then years later,
oh man,
she's like asking me like, okay, we need to shoot this, but it comes in the beginning of the movie. Like, and luckily I almost threw away, it was a shirt, or I don't have it any longer, so you cannot refilm any of that.
I cannot refilm. There's a running joke that I, like, kept reshooting things because I didn't have anybody to hang out with. So every time I needed to hang out with someone, I would be like, well, because we need to reshoot this part of the film. Hey, do you guys want to hang out?
Yeah, and then hanging out turns into you whipping
out
the camera.
It's
like,
why are we shooting this podcast? Because I have no friends, so I'm like, hey...
We are, but this podcast is basically us hanging out, though. That's what I wanted.
Anything. Shit, what can I do? And you waited long enough so people could block out memories.
Yeah.
So they're like,
sure.
Because, like, this whole podcast is us just shooting this shit, like, talking about fun employment in general and everything. And making my purpose in life is to make Brad's and Boston's life difficult in terms of editing. So I just want to go all over the fucking place. I love you. I love
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
But
yeah, no, that, I mean, that was so funny.
It's, well, and it's like, you guys, even though you guys say you had no idea what you guys were doing. You guys still
came out knowing what we were doing.
That's the thing. You guys came out knowing what you were doing. Yeah. But also, just going into it, like, you still maintained that drive and the passion for what you want to create from the very beginning up until now, you know? And we'll still have that.
Yeah.
Through the days long.
It's actually, you know? I mean, it's grown even more because the more you know, the less you know, right?
Right.
And that's what's... The more you know, the even more curious. You know that you're in the right line of work when you question it.
For me, it's like the more you know, the less people you annoy asking questions about. You know, so sooner or later, Christine will not be annoyed by me, and I'm waiting for that because I just ask nothing but questions. That's all I do.
But yeah, no, it's just.
Why do I ask questions? Because I'm curious. I'm naturally curious. I don't know. Like, I've always asked questions. I used to annoy.
The less you know.
But here's the thing, though. I used to annoy my sisters and my mom all the time to the point where they're like, no, no more questions. We're done.
No.
Like, we're done. I'm not going to talk to you. Like, because I'll constantly ask questions like, okay, why is it like this? Well, it's because X, Y, and Z. Okay, but why? No. Like, and just, they straight up will just not answer me. And I still do that to this day. I'm a curious dude. I just want to know anything and everything, and then I'll forget it, and then I'll ask it again, you know, because I like repeating myself.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but yeah, fun employment.
Fun employment.
It's been fun, and there's going to be more to come.
There's going
to
be more to come. We're going to do more of these episodes, and I know we mentioned this before, but... Yeah. All these episodes are going to lead up to March 4th, which is going to be the release of Fun Employment. You can pre-order now on Vimeo.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Do it. Yes. Right now. While you're listening to me.
You should definitely watch the film.
Definitely watch the film.
It's really not as terrible as we say it is.
It's not. And if I haven't already sold the film enough,
we didn't pay this guy to say this.
If I watched it three times.
No.
I watched it three times. That's
Christine's
so cool.
Lying. She paid me $350,000. She's in severe debt right now.
I didn't get that money making.
I'm sorry.
But he's a good pitch man, so, you know.
Yes. Am I?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Because sometimes I will choke. Like, I've definitely pitched before and I choked.
Mm.
I shat the bed plenty of times.
Yeah.
That's for another podcast, though.
TMI. But
shit the bed?
But no, you should actually watch it because I don't hate it.
Absolutely watch the film. It's a film about a bunch of people.
About F it, just do what you love to do.
Exactly. It's made by people who want to do something bigger in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
By people who want to do something bigger in their lives. So if that's not
a thing
for you to take and run with and actually watch this movie, then I don't know what will. Okay. Because this film is, like I said, charming, but it's also, it's to me, and it's gonna sound hokey, it's gonna sound like I'm blowing smoke up all your guys' asses, but I'm gonna make fun of you.
Okay.
So
great.
So the film is inspiring to me. And the reason why I say it's inspiring because of talking about it with Shayla in the last episode, there's scenes in that film that I was able to take away and use as my experience. This is a film that universally can speak to so many people, if not everyone, because this is about doing something that you love, but you are in that security, and now you don't have that security anymore. What happens? What do you do now? So that's what the film is all about. And I absolutely love that because I'm constantly in fear of what's gonna happen until you just start to realize, like, you know what? Just savor the moment that you have now. Know that you're going to continue doing what you love, even if it doesn't turn out the way you think it's going to be. Still have fun with it. Still run with it. Still do the thing that you love doing, you know? So create some shit, you guys. God damn it.
Do what you love. F the rest.
F the rest.
Fun employment. Go to areyoufunemployment.com.
That's a Wu-Tang quote.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. F the rest. Up from the 36 chambers.
That's so hip.
Absolutely, yeah.
So in with the times.
Mm-hmm.
No. Look, I'm Saturday in my pajamas.
We're all, this is a Saturday night. We're all tired.
We're all in our pajamas, and The reality is I've started this podcast because I have nobody else to hang out with, so.
I don't either. And then we asked B-Rad, and then B-Rad's like, cool. And then Boston was like, I can only show up for like 5% of what you guys film. Like, okay, that's fine.
And I definitely can't be there on the weekends.
I'm kidding, Boston. I'm making fun of you. You're a good dude. You're 18.
Yes. But yes, areyoufunemployed.com.
Areyoufunemployed.com. Go now.
Go watch it because it's not that bad. It's actually great.
Your social medias. Talk about your social medias. You didn't mention your social medias at all.
Yeah, facebook.com.
Facebook, but like Instagram, Twitter, all that.
We'll put it in the description.
Look in the description. Check it out. Chiggity, check it out. This has been fun.
Check out the next podcast. We're gonna bring a lot of other people on.
Yes, we're gonna bring a lot of people on again. New episodes every Monday.
Yep.
We're doing that. Totally. Every Monday, new episode. All leading up to the Fun Employment release. Feature release on March 4th. And afterwards, who knows?
Yep. This is going to end, we promise.
Wait, what?
This is the most longest extended ending of a podcast ever.
What do you mean? Oh, what we're doing right now?
Yeah. Oh. We keep trying to end it and then like re-edit.
Also, one more thing. let me talk to you about politics, you guys. Let's go into the heavy topics here.
Let's just cut.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Cut employment. Before we find another topic to talk about.
Yeah.
Cut
that's
it.
Fine.
God damn it, just cut
because
it.
Because I will talk for 3 more hours.
Brad, save us. Cut it.